One of the last places many of us might consider exploring in Milwaukee is the Harbor District. It seems to be a haphazard mix of old industrial buildings, the port and ship docks, and railroad tracks, even the city's sewage treatment plant. But the city is brewing a plan to transform its water-edged acres, 1,000 of them. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned about some of the ideas.
You see glimmers of transformation near the water's edge. An apartment building rising at First and Washington. Nearby, across from Rockwell, freshwater plazas popping up, complete with grocery store and office space. To the east, where Greenfield Avenue bumps into the harbor, UWM School of Freshwater Sciences is wearing a multi-million dollar do-over.
All right.
Steps in the right direction, sure, but my guide, Dan Adams, wants to inspire. Imagine what the Harbor District could become.
Start up on the north end of the district and we'll kind of
Adams
work
works with Harbor District, Inc. Its role is to keep stakeholders, from businesses to residents, involved in the plan the city is crafting. Adams says creating public access is both critical and daunting. We reach the harbor's northern edge at the Milwaukee County boat launch.
We have 9 miles of waterfront in the Harbor District. You know, you can wiggle between buildings and properties and see the water, but this is the only spot you can actually get down to the water's edge.
A few months ago, 4 teams of designers from the U.S. and Canada came here to add their vision to the space.
They were looking Harbor District-wide, including where we're sitting here. So a lot of the teams drew up designs and plans that involve extending the Riverwalk down into the Harbor District, environmental restoration, wetland reclamation, all mixed in with the public access.
A short distance south, heavy industrial stuff is going on. A scrap loader grabs huge mouthfuls of metal and drops them into waiting trucks.
Changes drastically from the kind of mixed-use, you know, warehousey, lofty neighborhoods at northern end of Walker's Point quickly into this heavy industrial stuff. Asphalt tanks up ahead.
Adams says the idea is to maintain that mix of industry at work and neighborhood. A train rumbles by.
All day there's freight coming back and forth across here. So the question is, where can efficiencies be found?
Is most of the Harbor District in use of some kind, or are there big swaths of nothing?
That is an extremely timely question, because our next stop is going to be the largest swath of nothing in the middle of the Harbor District.
A former heavy industrial site, the old Solvay Coke and Gas Company, swallows 45 harbor acres. In Adam's eyes, the contaminated blemish is a large opportunity.
There's some buildings on it that need to be raised. It is listed as an EPA alternative Superfund site.
Why alternative?
That's a good question. My understanding is it's like a step below a full Superfund site. It doesn't have quite as many challenges, but there's still a bit of a bureaucratic process to go through to figure out what the contamination is, who's responsible, and how does it get cleaned up.
Adams points to the east, where 13 acres could rebound much more quickly. For decades, it held piles of coal that fueled We Energy's Valley Power Plant. Adams says a design frenzy unfolded when the visiting teams considered the potential, such as an experimental wetland.
They would allow water into the middle of the site through a controlled kind of dam structure, where then you could recreate different wetland environments to test out different plant ecologies that you might use to restore waterways up the river.
Adams says for decades, stormwater has taken a toll on the harbor.
The way it stands right now is a lot of the properties immediately adjacent to the water are allowed to kind of let their stormwater run right into the waterway.
The vision would incorporate state-of-the-art green strategies to slow down and cleanse incoming stormwater.
So right now we're driving out into Jones Island.
Part of its 256 acres holds sewage treatment facilities. The island, too, could be pivotal both economically and ecologically. Adam says designers suggest adding shipping docks and a natural buffer.
Ecological breakwaters that, one, provide additional protection for the harbor and for the shipping activity that happens here by soaking up that wave energy from the lake, but two, providing additional natural habitat for birds. We're on the Lake Michigan Flyway here. For fish, there's a lack of spawning areas for fish in the harbor area, and for plant life, and then possibly even additional green space for you and me to go out there and walk along and get these beautiful views of Milwaukee's downtown and the Harbor District.
While distilling the most promising ideas into an achievable plan seems a gargantuan task, planners also hope to win over a bevy of stakeholders. Well over half of the harbor's 1,000 acres is chopped up among several hundred individual owners. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.